Good morning.
Hi, girls. Hi,
A good morning to everyone. So today is December 19th, 2020, and we are gathered here this morning, and we thank you, Lord, again for being in our midst, and we thank you, Father, for the gift of this time. I pray, Lord God, that words spoken this morning, that only things of you would land on the hearts of my sisters, Lord God, and whatever is not of you, let it blow away in the wind like chaff, Lord God. And so, again, we just rejoice in you this morning, and we give you thanks and praise for the gift of being able to come and gather this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So thank you all for coming this morning, and thank you all in the midst of such a busy season, even with craziness, that you have set aside this time to come gather this morning. And so we thank you also for new faces coming today. It's great to have folks here, and we know that this year, 2020, has been quite a year, and so I think more so than ever is why my little rebellious heart was like, we are gathering together no matter what because of the importance of fellowship and coming together. So glory be to God for that. When we think of the year 2020, I think of 2020 vision. And so I think also that there are no coincidences with God, so we call this a God incident, that he has chosen 2020, I believe. When we read Hebrew, you read from right to left. It's a language of looking back, so to speak. And so I think this is a year that God wants to get the world's attention. Mm-hmm. And there is many, many great things that have been learned this year. There are many, many injustices that have been done this year. There has been a lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of sadness, a lot of tragic situations with finances. There's fill in the blank. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy year. And yet, I believe God, in his wondrous, marvelous ways of working in our hearts and lives, wants us to pay attention, to make that list, if you haven't already, of the things that God has wanted to show you personally, me personally, families, in how we go forward in this life. So this is, I think of like going to the eye doctor. That's, to make sure you have that clarity of vision. And so sometimes we don't like to see what we've been missing when we don't have on our glasses. And then when we put on the glasses, we're like, oh, my goodness, look what I was missing. And if any of you women have those little magnifying mirrors, times 12, when you see those, see that, you all have seen it, and you're like, let's just move that magnification and hope that nobody else sees me in that same light. So, again, there are things that we may not want to behold this year, but again, it is in that illumination that we can take it to our Father and say, Dad, what is it you wanted to teach me this year? And I think that's the beauty of whenever we go through tough times in life, of do we see it as misery or do we see it as ministry? Do we see it as an opportunity for the Lord to change us, teach us, and encourage others? So I was asked to speak at a women's conference in Minnesota. I had a friend who I was a missionary with in Russia and went and visited her in August. And then she called me up shortly after and she said, would you come speak at our women's tea? And I was like, me? So I said, sure, I'd be happy to come. But I called her up later and I said, Connie, why did you choose me? And so she said, you're just so encouraging. So I am not here as an encourager in and of myself. I give glory to God. If there's anything encouraging that comes out of me, it is glory be to him. And so I was thinking to describe myself to the women that didn't know me, and so some of you in here don't. And I thought if I had to describe myself as an ice cream flavor, I would say that I am probably vanilla ice cream with sprinkled, broken up, peppered bacon, and a little bit of toasted almonds with a light powder sprinkle of espresso. So there you go. That kind of lets you know a little bit of who I am. What'd you say?
A lot of nuts.
A lot of nuts. So just read recently. My husband, I've been in this stage of what am I going to be when I grow up. I was a stay-at-home mom. I homeschooled both of my girls. They've been out of the house for 2 years. I've still been asking, okay, God, what am I supposed to do? And 2 years ago when I turned 50, he confirmed in my heart that I was to continue being a homemaker. So I've been able to do that for the past couple of years. And I keep checking in. I'm like, honey, I am asking the Lord what my next, you know, stepping stone is in life. So as I'm on this journey seeking and searching, lately he's come out with a couple of things like, you know, I don't think you can get a real job in society because you don't follow the rules. And I'm like, really? And then just 2 weeks ago he said, he's like, yeah, you're not really a linear thinker. You're kind of scatterbrained. And I was like, really? So I say that to preface as I'm sharing today. I have prayed over this, that God would bring order and organization, that it would literally land on your hearts and brains. And if not, then I apologize. Because sometimes I'm just a little here and a little there. So so I have some things that I'm going to share, and then I'll put it all together. So with the 2020, rather than just picking one word for the things that I'm going to be going through that will be all put together, I had two. So, you know, 2022, like, so it just kind of happened that way. So the first word is Emmanuel. And as Tammy had it in two of the songs that we sang this morning, it almost made me want to cry because, you know, although it is a word that we commonly celebrate at Christmas time, it's just awesome when the Lord affirms these things. I also talked to Laura and Minnie this morning, and I said, you know, part of me was wrestling with the enemy because I had prepared all this, and then I was like, well, did I just, like, self-appoint myself to come and share and speak this morning, and it wasn't you, Lord, and maybe I shouldn't do any of it, and maybe I should just, you know, like, and so both of them affirmed that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, he gives the desires of our heart, and so if God laid this on my heart, that's why I'm here this morning. So again, I'm only here for his glory and not my own, and not that I have anything to share with all of you, so I hope it's from him. So Emmanuel, he is why we are here today. God with us. What a gift that we do not just celebrate this truth on December 25th in 6 days, but that we can celebrate this truth 365 days out of the year. And so that is a gift from him. Eternity. I have, like I said, two letters. So I have E for Emmanuel and E for eternity. This is not our home. This is not our home. And so in this crazy time that we've been going through, I feel like that is what needs to be on the frontmost of our minds and our hearts, that we are just sojourners here, that we are just passing through. This is not our kingdom. This is whether or not whatever happens with the election, since it's still a big question mark, thought that that would be settled by now. No earthly man is our king. As Tammy said, only one was born as a king, and that's Jesus. And so we need to live in such a way that we are heavenly-minded as we remain here upon this earth and not get caught up in the muck and goo of this world. So when I was looking, where do I want to live on the map that's perfect? Where are there no big bugs? Where are there no bad weather and thorns and thistles and poisons and all those kinds of things? Guess what? Nowhere. Nowhere on this earth. God has, I believe, allowed this earth to have an imperfect place wherever we go so that we do have our hearts and minds longing for heaven, turning to him and desiring to have that perfection with our Father. So where your treasure is, so there your heart will be also. Are we storing up earthly treasures, or are we storing up heavenly treasures? I believe why we're here is for each other. And so in this time when we've been locked down, when we've told if you loved your loved ones, stay away from them, you all have heard it, I don't need to say it, that upset me to the point that I thought, no, we are here for each other. And so if my mother was dying of COVID, I would not care if I got it. I would want to hold her hand and say goodbye. The next letter that we have is N. I guess I should tell you what the word is because then you know what it is. Encouraged is the word. So,
shout out the letter too.
Pardon me?
We can shed out the letters.
Yeah. You guys could have had you put it all together, but you guys would have probably gotten lost. So the next next letter is N, and Nicodemus. Have any of you recently seen the new Chosen movie series?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so I highly recommend that. That's a little plug for them. Chosen was a series that's been put together of Bible stories by a company that they don't make it unless they have the money. And then they make the next set and the next set. And so that is one, I don't know how you get it, go to Roku and try to find Chosen. But the character of Nicodemus was beautiful. It's historical fiction, so they kind of, and writers take the liberty to develop what the Nicodemus may have thought as he came to seek the Lord at night and was a seeker of the Lord and coming to faith. And so he knew a lot. He was a scholar. He was a teacher. But he was faced with a challenge from Jesus. Unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And so, again, in these days, I feel like hearts have been brought to the surface. People who have been raised in religion or raised with a knowledge of God or know the Bible inside and out and yet don't know the King of Kings and have never asked Jesus in their heart to be their Lord and Savior and never had that opportunity presented to them to become born again. So I feel like that is, we are the seed scatterers. We're just to take them and chuck them. Wherever they land, it's Him that does the work. So in this time to make sure that people know where they are going to be spending eternity and making sure that they have had that experience of becoming born again. A natural man can only understand things in the flesh, and a man born of the Spirit, that's the only way that we can understand the things in His Word. The next word is Noel, which simply means born of God. And that ties in with Nicodemus. That ties in with the celebration of the Christmas season. And so, again, just the affirmation to have what is born of the Spirit, comprehend things that are born of the Spirit. The next letter, C, Christ Himself. He truly is the answer to all things, good and bad. Is He sovereign? Does He have power over all? It wasn't until a couple of years ago that I was taught that Jesus wants to be our all in all. Now, that sounds like such a simple statement. Jesus wants to be our all in all. Of course He does. But in my life, I know, you hear, oh, God first, then family, then your work, and there are steps that, people have their priorities. I have my life in order. And it's almost as if God first, but then He's not in the family, but then He's not in the work, but then He's not in your finances. And so when I heard God wants to be all in all, He wants to be God in my family, God in my finances, God at work, God with my children, God with everything that I own is all His. And so having Christ be our all in all is, again, such a simple thing, but something that we can sometimes forget to invite Him into. So I only chose one letter for C because He's all in all. So fill in all the other C words, that we're complete in Him, that we are comforted, everything that goes with that. So the next letter is O, Omega. We usually say that He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And it's used to designate the comprehensiveness of God, implying that God includes all that can be. So again, He created everything out of nothing, that's Alpha, Omega, including, implying that He includes everything that can be. So keeping our eyes fixed on the author and finisher of our faith, He knows the end. It's already done. I once heard that my video of my life is done. It's already on the shelf in God's library. And so we are just seeing this portion of our lives here right now, kind of like in a parade. If you are standing there on the street and you see what's going in front of you, That's all that you see, what's in front of you. But if you were up on the, you know, 80th floor looking down, you can see the beginning and you can see the end. And God sees the beginning and God sees the end. And so, again, I think it's so important for us to lift our eyes up to the one who sees all. Overcomer. Let's see. Best understood in the book of John, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is a victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. The next letter, U, understanding. Now, this one I'm going out on a limb a little bit. But I once was lost, but now I'm found. So, because I was once lost and now I'm found, I have an understanding for people in the world who are still lost. It gives us a compassion. It gives us an empathy. It gives us an understanding of what and why makes people motivate in this world right now. And right now, a lot of people are operating out of fear. And a lot of people are operating with an unknown of what their future holds, whether or not it's eternal, whether or not it's financial next week, whether or not it's losing their business, losing their home, losing all different kinds of things. There are a lot of unknowns that lie ahead. And so looking to the facts and having an understanding, I believe when we have the Spirit of God in us, we have an advantage because we aren't going to see things through the earthly eyes. We already have the opportunity to see things through spiritual eyes. So right now, there's a lot of conflicting messages. What is true? What is true? I tend to look at all of the information that comes out there, and when I see the lies, and then I see the lies disappear and say that they were, or when I see the lies exposed, and then they disappear and called, you know, fake news or debunked or whatever kind of thing, that makes me scratch my head a little bit more. Why? Why did that get erased, canceled, can't be seen when so many lies are out there that are happy to be out there and remain out there? So that kind of like, you know, I have a little bit of a detective inside of me. I think that will be my next career. So when I see a lot of these things, I just think, is that true? And so one thing that we know to be true is the Word of God. This needs to be our anchor. This needs to be the rudder of our heart. This needs to be what we run to daily. So I don't run to all the different news sources and check them. I don't run to disprove this theory, that theory, that theory, this truth, that truth, all those different kinds of things. I can't. I got to ball up that trash. I got to throw it. And I want my eyes to be focused on him because he is who will give us clear vision. He is who will settle our hearts. He is who I ask if I can go here, there, and everywhere. And so that, to me, again, is a gift, that we have the true and living God within inside of us to abide in, to dwell in, to lavishly bathe in him. That is, I think, my gift to you all, to really wash yourselves in that truth. That is where we need to abide. So, with that, we see that there's something called COVID. I heard there's a pandemic. Haven't really, you know, seen much evidence of different things. But I know there are a lot of people who have died this year. God bless them and God bless their families. People have died since the beginning of time. There are crazy things in this life. 10 out of 10 people die. And 10 out of 10 people could die today. Tomorrow. No one knows the number of our days but the Lord God himself. And so, again, resting in that truth, walking in that truth. Okay, so with that, I also picture the word understanding. So I know I need to come under those people who don't know the truth that we have been blessed with. So that is where we must walk in humility and in love. Now, people say, it's easy to catch a cold. So if I have a cough and I'm sick, I can infect others to make them sick. It's harder to catch a well. But I believe that we need to be the one who spreads that wellness. Because fear, oh, don't go to the, on Saturday morning, you know, you could get sick. And then that one who cancels can then make the next one cancel and the next one cancel. But the one who comes, what do you mean those women got together on Saturday morning? Are they nuts? Yes, we are. And that is okay. Because hopefully when they hear that and we don't die, then they will say, well, maybe I can get together with my family, and maybe I can get together with my loved ones, and maybe I can encourage my grandmother who's 90 years old and been alone for 8 months. So these are the things that I see that, again, as we operate in our dad's marching orders and we spread that life and we spread that wellness and we spread that joy and we spread that cheer, that is the gift that we want to give. So I know that sounds, you know, kind of flippant for me to say some of those things, but it really truly comes down to, do you know Jesus as the Son of God? Do you know where you're spending eternity? Eternity is a long time. And we can know, because the book of John tells us that we can know. So, again, don't listen to my words, but listen to his words. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That has been my anchor verse throughout all of this. So when there is a dart of fear that comes in me, that I'm afraid to go over and see my friend Marie, then I say, go away. I'm not going to not operate because of fear. So that's what I believe we need to walk in. So with that, then we are faced with the word unbelief. Do I believe that God is in control? Do I believe that he doesn't want me to live in fear and worry, like his word says? Take every thought captive into the obedience of Christ. That is another one of my anchor verses. The battle is won and lost between these ears. And oh, how loud it can be. So, do I believe that no human contact is a safe thing to do? Although the Lord has allowed a good to come out of this crazy year, I do believe that the news media has been used as a direct weapon of the enemy as an attempt to shut down fruitful living. Mm-hmm. And we know, we've seen that in the church, gathering together, again, encouraging each other. Mm-hmm. When you say hi to somebody in the grocery store with your mask on, you can almost see them look at you like, what? What are you talking to me for? Did you see this wall? I mean, the man on the plane was sitting next to me. He had his mask on. He had his cup of water. He wanted to finish his water before the guy took it. And he looked at him and he was like, he was like miming. I'm going to drink this in just a minute. I'm like, you can use your words. So he keeps getting up in his mouth. So I think it has done the agenda of what it was set out to do, is create those walls, create that barrier. And so I said to my mom, even if they went on the news and they said, okay, we were kidding, none of it was true, you don't need to wear these masks, you know, I said, 90% of the world would still keep them on. They're like, I know we're safe and it's better that way. So if we don't gather together in fellowship, I believe we are prone to be intoxicated with lies and intoxicated with also with a blown-up truth. So the blown-up truth is this. People die of influenza, of pneumonia, of meningitis, of tuberculosis, of car accidents, of suicide, of drug overdoses, of all those different kinds of things. It's hard being a person. It truly is. And so because of that, I could go around with my video camera and video every car accident and make all of America afraid to ever get in their car again. Mm-hmm. I can make everyone afraid to even, like, eat and drink, because you might choke and die. I mean, that truly is what they have done with this. My husband just this morning, he said, he's a nurse. He's like, you actually have a better chance of recovering from COVID than you do of some of the previous flu strains. So, again, they're not going to tell you that. So, again, my detectiveness makes me scratch my head and go, what? Why would they not tell you that? Why do they not tell you the 107-year-old who got COVID, who also had the Spanish flu when she was 6 years old, 101 years ago, is healed, better, and doing great.
Oh, don't tell them that.
So these are the things that, again, I share this morning to not be flip, because I'm prepared for God to get me, allow me to get the COVID, no problem. If it's His will, it's His will. If I get better, I get better. If I die, I die. Sorry, girls, I know you don't like to hear that. So, now what letter are we on? To make sure I didn't go out of order here. I have a feeling I did. But R, repentance, repentance. I see this as an opportunity for us, again, to take inventory in our heart. Repentance means doing a 180 turn away from the direction you're going, to turn back to God, to turn around and say, Lord, I am in agreement and I want to live in your ways. All of our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. When we come to Christ, what a glorious gift. 2,000 years ago when he hung on the cross and died for us, every sin was covered, past, present, and future. Now, in our finite minds, we can think, what I did today, that may have blown it. I may have just, like, totally discredited my salvation because of what I did today. No. 2,000 years ago when he hung on the cross, every sin was covered, past, present, and future. So again, the parade's over. Your video's done. It's on the shelf. And so when we have that glorious vision of where we are in the Lord, it also says to confess your sins one to another. So again, in our finiteness, even though it's complete, even though it's done, we still have this daily thing called living. And sometimes it can be messy. So as we take our hearts to God and allow Him to have the inventory in our hearts to see what He wants to refine in us, to see what He wants to change in us. My prayer this whole time since March has been, may God bring to light that which is done in darkness. So I can pray that so easily because I see, like, the politicians and the whoever's and whatever's are behind the curtain doing all these evil things. But in that, am I willing to have God bring to light the evil that's done in my heart, in the darkness? And so I do desire to have that brought to light. A lot of people have on the internet and sharing different things from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So this is a beautiful prayer. This is a beautiful heart inventory. We've seen a lot of Americans rise up for righteousness' sake and how awesome it is. Again, why is it not on the news? I don't get that. 150,000, how many people? Did you go down to D.C.?
100 million.
100 million. Yes. Yeah. So millions are going down there saying, no, something's been going on. Something's a little fishy. Peaceful. Exactly. So, repentance. See that? I wrote that twice. Okay. So when we take the time to allow Him to search our hearts, our debt is clear. So not only do we look forward to, I had a visual one time, to write down all of your sins. Write them all down. And then take a red magic marker and write paid in full. So if you were to go to the grocery store, go into ShopRite, and you were to get all of your groceries, and you had your receipt, and you paid for everything, as you were leaving, if somebody stopped you and said, hey, Colleen, excuse me, you just stole all of those things, she can then take that receipt and say, no, here's my receipt. Well, Satan is the accuser. So he wants to say, remember that sin, remember that, remember that. You are not forgiven, you are not clean, you are not worthy. And you can pull out that little receipt that says paid in full by the blood of Christ and shove it in Satan's face. So in that, we then have the gift to walk in resurrection life. Okay, we were once dead in our trespasses and now we have been raised to new life. So although we think of the resurrection as just a day when we die and we are then raised up, no, it's resurrection life that we can live in resurrection life power every day, here and now. That's woohoo. That's good news. So when our mortal bodies pass, we experience resurrection life from the grave, but we can truly, I mean, think about the weight of our debt of what our sin. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are no better than anyone else. So, again, those people, I'll call them, who are ever behind the curtain, we need to pray for their salvation. We need to pray for a mighty miracle of God, that the scales fall from their eyes, that the scales fall from their hearts. They have been lied to. They have been deceived. What does it profit a man if he gains the world, yet forfeits his soul? So the almighty dollar, if it even has any value left, is what so many live for. What is it? You can't take it with you. So I'm in the process of purging, but that's another whole side note. All righty. From Mark 6:15, it says, go. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So gospel means good news. We have good news. And somehow we've been lied to. We've been shut down. We've been quieted. We keep our little mouths quiet. Let the foul mouths fly. Let the lies fly. No, we have good news. And sometimes they don't want to hear it, and sometimes they do. So I know that's what's hard, walking in that wisdom and discernment, not throwing your pearls before swine, but at the same time, just walking and abiding in the joy of the Lord. And if it falls off you and lands on somebody, then praise God. Give. Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So we all receive the best gift ever, which is receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior. And although it was a free gift to us, we know it cost God everything to sacrifice his Son. Now we are on the letter E, enjoy. Enjoy the blessing of all that we have in him. He loves us with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness, Psalm 37:4. And D, delight yourself in him because he delights himself in you. He will give you the desires of your heart, and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3:6, in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. And so as we leave here today, as we celebrate this Christmas season, as we have all of these awesome, wonderful things in him, it is a joy to be daughters of the King. It is a joy that we have been given this gift. And in many ways, it's like a secret mystery decoder kind of thing. It's like getting those glasses, you know, like when I used to look like this when we were going to the exit. And my husband's like, do you need glasses? I'm like, I don't think so. But when you put them on, I'm like, they're like decoders. I'm like, I can't read. And so, again, we were blind, and now we see, and we see so clearly, and it seems so easy. Why couldn't you figure this out, world? Jesus is the answer. And yet we have to remember, I once was lost, but now I'm found. And so that is, again, and it takes a mighty miracle of God. Only God can reveal God, so it's not up to us. So in it being up to God, let us be recklessly in love with him. Let us recklessly share this joy in him. And let us go forth this Christmas season to spread wellness in him. So let me go ahead and close in prayer. Jesus, we thank you, Father, again, for your word, for the encouragement of your word. We thank you, Father, that you have not left us here as orphans, that you have not left us here confused and lost and empty. But we thank you, Father, for filling us with your Holy Spirit. I pray for my sisters this morning, Lord God, that you would fill each and every one of us to overflowing with your joy, with your life, with your love, with your goodness, with every good and perfect thing that is from you, Lord God. We just want to be empty vessels that receive you and allow you to fill us to overflowing. And we praise you and we thank you for this day yet once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.